Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lol Cow Live. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. How'd you like that intro from the diddler? Let's go. I figured that would be good to start off the show. Big show tonight. Lots of stuff going on. A lot of moving parts that we got to try to get to. Have spoke to Frank Hassel. He's scheduled to come on the show. Not tonight, but he will be here. But the challenge was, can you get Boogie to talk to him? And I think we've brokered a deal. Also, we have Flaming Star, who will be on the program tonight, out of jail. And once again, Boogie has agreed to face both these demons. Can you imagine that there's two Jasons or Michael Myers type figures in your life that will literally come to your house and f*** you up? Boogie's living a f***ing like horror film. Now, Frank is going to be here, not tonight, but he is coming in the near future. He had something going on, right? But we want to just throw Frank up like right away anyways. You know, I mean, if he did agree to come on tonight, we'd have to do a pre-show to kind of let you guys know, build hype for it. You know, that's what the Friday show was going to be. But I wasn't able to confirm if he was going to be here today or not. And unfortunately, he's got some personal stuff that he's dealing with. So he is coming on probably the next show. He's traveling. So we are going to have Flaming Star. I think we got a whole docket. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's just get the cows in here. Let's get this going. It's going to be a busy, busy show. Oh, also, well, I'll wait till the boys get in here for these announcements. We got some big announcements here.
Well, what's the hell with that Epstein Island fucking theme song you're playing? What the
fuck is that? Yeah.
I thought it was great. You're not getting scammed. You are getting a great fucking show. You are not getting scammed. I don't want to hear that. So a lot of announcements. All right. It's been a very busy week. I've been doing a lot of stuff for the show. We have emotes ready to go. So emotes for members. Another important thing that we got going on is we have the members Discord. All right. So what you want to do is you want to link your YouTube channel to your Discord. It's really easy to connect. Once you get on Discord, it'll ask you, like, you know, what other websites you want to connect to it. You can connect your Xbox, your Twitch, your Twitter, all these different things, right? Just connect your YouTube channel to your personal Discord, and that will give you access to the Lol Cow Discord.
Yeah, now, you should go ahead and mod me up so I ain't got to pay that $10.
No, are you fucking kidding me? Here's the other thing, right?
Yeah, just mod me. Also, I already paid the $10, but mod me anyway. It's quicker.
But no, well, then you don't have to. No, mod. Listen. I fucked around building this goddamn Discord. You're gonna connect the Discord to the YouTube to your Discord, and then you're gonna join the normal fucking way. And Wings, you're paying for fucking membership. I'm paying $10 a month. Tommy's paying $10 a month. And Boogie's paying $10 a month. And you get an equal split. So what the fuck is this? We're getting robbed. Hey. We're getting robbed $3 each from this guy.
If all y'all motherfuckers jump off a bridge, I got to jump off a bridge too?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
If we do it first, you're going to land on me and live anyway. Fuck you.
What is going on, Wings? Did you mow the lawn?
No. I seen you had your Skyfire hat on right there, so I figured I'd have my UFO hat on.
You look like an old lady who's doing gardening.
Hey, I'm giving motherfuckers the vapors over here. By the way, that was me in fucking chat for everybody out there saying, oh, that's fake Wings. Dog, I'm...
How do we know you're not a member? How would we know?
You act like a troll can't put my username in and be a member.
Well, I don't understand. You used to be a member. When did you stop being a member to the show?
It ran out of money.
When I did it originally to make it look like I was actually leaving Lol Cow back in the day when I was doing that.
Yeah.
So you've been scamming us this entire time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You owe me $2.50 per month.
Oh, Bitch. You owe me a fucking silver play button. Let's see who gets it first.
That's true.
All right. Let's talk about the obvious stuff. Cause you know, they're going to cry clickbait and all that stuff, but no, like, we got to talk about this. So this has been a whole process this week. Right. And I have a whole docket that we're going to go through, but I want to start here. On last week's episode, you put out a vague tweet talking about Frank Castle.
Yep. And I've talked to parties involved and haven't talked about parties involved. I don't want to talk about that. But if we do want to have Frank on the show, I will talk to him about whatever the fuck he wants to talk about. He can come on here and say I diddled my d-. He can come on here and say I abused women and call me and whatever the fuck that loser needs to do. He can come on here and do it. And I'll fucking tell him what I can up to the limit. But that said, the reality of it is, Frank, I know your reality. I know your truth, son. I don't think you're even coming on here because I know the truth about you. And if I were you, I'd stay the fuck away from here. I genuinely would. Since Frank came to my house, I had several people come to me and say, Frank did this to me. Frank did that to me. And I believe these people. And I originally just wanted to out all of that shit. Since the last week's episode, I've had several people say, hey, man, don't include me in this shit. I've moved past it. I'm afraid of that motherfucker. I don't have anything to do with him. So just don't bring me back into it. So I thought my process is I've got nothing to say to the guy because I can't say anything unless I want to fucking throw these people under the bus, which I'm not particularly inclined to do just for internet clicks. Right. And I genuinely believe Frank is a mentally unwell person. If a fraction of the things people have said to me is true.
He's 100% mentally unwell, but yeah. I watched that shit earlier today where, like, you came out with a pistol and he was, like, begging you to shoot him in the chest and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but then the guy had, like, a fucking the Twin Towers tattooed on his back and shit like that. The man's unwell. But at the end of the day, he can't fucking hurt you, Boogie. And fuck all those people. Don't protect them. Oh, they cause some of the most traumatic shit in your fucking life, and you're over here trying to protect them. Fuck them.
I can tell you who can hurt you. This gentleman that just donated the $10 with the caption, Boogie, my tax dollars shouldn't pay for your health care just because you refuse to exercise. Go mow the fucking lawn.
Hey, I'll tell you, you want to hear what's pissed? You're going to piss some people off today?
What?
I earned so little last year. That combined with my capital losses, combined with my crypto losses, I got $60 back from the federal government
for taxes.
I had to give it immediately to the state because I owed like 100 to the state.
I'm about to come to your motherfucking house now because I paid 16 grand in last year.
Well, all you gotta do is lose like $500,000 to crypto and you'll be fine. Don't worry, that shit carries over.
I want to hear from Tommy. I haven't heard a single word from Tommy this entire episode so far. What's going on?
Little sick today.
Sorry. Okay. All right.
You got three sick cows on here because my heart is flipping the fuck out right now. I don't know if I was going to bring this up on the show or not, and I know nobody gives a shit, but like I have the beginning stages of congestive heart failure, and it's giving me like really bad arrythmia.
Are we doing this again? You're dying.
No, I'm just saying.
Heart attack.
No, I'm not dying. I'm not dying.
You're right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like shit. My heart constantly is just like popping, like, like it. Fuck it. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. It makes me feel sick as shit.
Buggy, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but can you fucking die already, motherfucker? I'm so sick of
you. You're not the only one that feels that way. I feel that way. Dying. I don't fucking know. How the fuck am I still alive? God, listen, they told me when I was 20 years old. Listen, they told me when I was 20 years old, if I kept eating the way I did, I'd be dead by 30. I hit a fucking buffet on the way home. Then I got to 30, and they told me I would be dead by 40. And I hit two buffets on the way home. And then I hit 35, and they're like, dude, if you keep eating the way you're eating, you're just going to be miserable for the rest of your life. Why didn't you tell me that to begin with? I was looking to die, motherfucker.
Somebody in the chat.
Holy shit.
Somebody in the chat said you got mad cow disease.
Fucking Boogie's heart's fucking giving out because the last time he exercised was when he crawled away from his abusive mother.
Actually, did you not see Keemstar? Have you seen my fucking finger?
Yeah, what? It's black. Who cares?
Because I went out to the fucking yard and helped my girlfriend with the gardening, and I smashed my fucking hand. One time I've ever tried to do manual labor. I don't care for it. I'm never doing it again.
A part of it.
This is the only time.
This is the part of you act like you're not supposed to get hurt in life. You're not supposed to get a fucking black finger.
I'm never doing it again. I did it one time. That's funny.
Buggy, when you do manual labor, like even if I'm stacking wood, I get a scrape. I get a scrape every time. Like that's part of
it. How do you do it? Get a roommate.
What are you, fucking 5 years old? Like, get a roommate. Got a boo-boo? Like, what are you talking about?
No, you don't have to. Then you can sit around playing Magic the Gathering all day.
No, doing work, you're supposed to get cuts and scrapes and smash fingers. Like, that's like a part of doing work.
No, thank you then. I don't like it. I will be continuing to have a roommate instead.
Oh my God, you're such an idiot. Anyhow,
you're missing out on a great choice with this roommate, Boogie. Since the roommate lives for free, you should get him a butler outfit and have him bring you like Mountain Dews and shit on stream. That's what you should do. You should be cashing in on this motherfucker since he's not paying rent.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Desi took over that role when she moved in. So she's now the Mountain Dew girl.
Desi! Hey, members, we have new emotes. Spam the fucking lawnmower for Boogie. We got fucking...
Can I get another diet soda, please, dear? Thank you, sweetheart.
Are you fucking kidding me, diet soda?
I mean, Desi fucking... Yeah, why bother? He does a switcheroo.
By the way, why bother?
Why bother, dude? Honestly, why fucking bother? Your heart's giving out on you. You're over here dying every fucking week. Drink you a full fridge Mountain Dew.
By the way,
wearing the bitches back behind you.
The diet soda is poison, Boogie. You do know that, right?
Yeah, like, that was the regular shit. It's all poison.
Every once in a while, I'll have a diet soda, poison. Right? But it's like a special occasion. Like drinking like Diet Cokes, Diet Mountain Dew, it's poison.
Special occasion. I'm dealing with you. That's the special occasion.
Hey, I can imagine you going to McDonald's and like, McRib, two Big Macs, large fries, and a Diet Coke.
Okay. All right, guys, listen, we got to go and talk about the fucking elephant in the room before we even get into the docket.
The
show Sunday fucking blew. Like, it was finally the editor, the new editor finally had a good appearance. I thought the edit was good. I thought it was not too much, not too little. It was good. The editor did well. But the show itself sucked. What happened?
No, except, okay, Tupacabra, I think, is the problem right now, because he left about half of it on the cutting room floor. We talked about Chud Logic's review series. Okay. We talked about pornography. We talked about Tracy Lords and how she screwed over the pornography industry. We talked about we talked about like 90 minutes. We literally recorded for 90 minutes. The show ended up being 40 minutes long, and 2 minutes of that was the fucking sponsor. And Tupacabra's like, well, I had to cut all of it. Except, I think you could have definitely included some of it. Like,
I'm going to stick up for both Boogie and the editor. He's in a tough spot. He's got to go green, and we got the review guy on.
Yeah.
So it's a tough thing. So he made a judgment call.
Yeah, but the judgment call was to chop out all of it. The entire episode.
All right, well, yeah, okay, fine. If you want to dump on a guy too, but I like it makes it look like I'm like.
Yeah, I'm not dumping on the guy. I'm just saying he's not. He's just not up to speed yet. Where this is what this show is. We talk about offensive shit all the time, and he's just going to need to get caught up to speed. I like Chupacabra. I've had a couple conversations with the guy. I think he's a great guy. Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. I ain't got a problem with that. I am just saying he's going to have to get caught up to speed because you can't chop out the entire episode.
You said on your Twitter, you said, it wasn't the editor's fault. We had to cut all this out because otherwise YouTube wouldn't allow it.
And that's because that's what he told me. And now I'm thinking, no, if you go back and check the group chat, I explained to him, I'm like, hey, you're going to have to try to make it work.
Okay.
You're going to have to.
This is what's happening, just so everyone knows, right? Us cows had a meeting, right? I'm including myself in the cows now, because that's your ongoing thing. Keem is the biggest little cow. Okay, I accept it. Us cows had a meeting. We're taking the unedited part of that episode, and we're putting it off to members. So that should be available even tonight. Mm. That might be available right now for all I know. So we're fixing that issue. Also, we have two giant donations. This one's from Complexity. Despite being the only girl who's in more debt than after her internet boyfriend bites the bullet, she knows the fat guys should have money before jumping into bed with them, right? And Super Straight said, Boogie, the guy that recommended you put your life savings into crypto that went to zero will pay you back if it goes to zero. Where is he? Oh, good question. Where is he? I mean,
we've talked about this.
Did he ever pay you back? I swear to God, Boogie, if that guy is still in your life and
we all know that he didn't. Money, we all know that he didn't. And we all know that the bridge burned very badly. And then in the last year or so.
Who's the guy? Spit names.
This is McJuggernaut. Oh
my. Hey, Jesse, I'm home.
When I had. Yeah, McJuggernaut sat in my car in Branson and shook my hand and said, put your money in crypto. And if you end up losing it, I will help you out. I will take care of you. And so to this day, he didn't say he paid all back entirely or anything like that. But to this day, he's helped me out none. He's like, I probably didn't expect you to, and that's okay.
He didn't say put every dime into crypto.
He did. No, he asked me how much I had in the bank. And I told him, and he said, put it all in.
Oh, he's nuts.
Word for word. Yeah, we had a third party there, too, by the way. One of his cameramen. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which one it was. Could have been Parker, could have been Cord, could have been Emily, but it was one of them.
It's shocking with that kind of leadership.
Maybe, after I did ask Jesse for help a couple of times, and I did see a text where he laughed about that to my friend Michael. he's like, hey, man, I'm not going to help that guy, you know. Which is fine, Jesse. That's how you feel. It's fine.
Wait. How is that fine?
Because I can't make nobody do anything. It just means I don't have to like it, but it doesn't mean he has to do shit.
Okay.
How can you ever make anybody do shit?
Let's forget this, and you probably already publicly said this, but let's just go over this just one more time, real quick. All right. How much money of your savings did you put into crypto?
All of it, every dime.
Yeah, what is the number? How much?
200,000 originally, an additional 50,000.
Okay.
No, original 50,000, then an additional 200,000.
Okay, so $250,000 you put in to crypto. How much do you own left in your house?
Less than that, about 150 now. Yep. And you know, it's so funny. Speaking of roommates, my roommate on the day that I told him I was doing this is like, I think you should pay off the house first instead.
Did he come out with that himself, or did he get him some financial advisor?
Surprise, wait. Tommy, do you want to know why the roommate told him to pay off the house? Because he gets to sit around and mow the lawn once in a while.
No, because actually, I have an update.
Gets it when Boogie dies. That's why.
Actually, I have an update for that. My lawyer and I never signed the paperwork. So as it is right now, if I die, the government gets it. If I die today, the government actually gets it. We've never signed the paperwork.
Boogie, put my name on it. I'll take the house.
Fuck you.
No, put my name on it.
I want it.
Give it to me. Let the government have it. No,
because I don't have a significant other. Right? Sure. I don't have the closest relative is my brother. My brother won't go through the effort to fight the government to get it. It'll all just go to debts and then God knows where else.
No, give it to me, Boogie. I'll take care of it. Speaking about Boogie's roommate, our Reddit has pulled up this image of Chad.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
So that's Chad in the background, right? This is Boogie's roommate. And basically they said fans managed to find an image of Boogie's top secret roommate, Chad. So what's going on? Is that Chad, Boogie?
You can also verify it by the time that the weaponized welfare check showed up when I wasn't here and the body camera caught Chad's visage there as well. Those are probably the two images of him online. But other than that, that's pretty much it.
It says Chad helps so much. The body cam footage of Boogie's weaponized welfare check shows multiple large boxes on the porch to point that someone can hardly walk through.
Well, those arrived that day. I believe if I remember from the footage, they were arcade one ups.
And we also have images of the boxes. Like you couldn't even walk through. So yeah.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, there was a couple of arcade one ups that showed up that day. They sent me two or three that were laying out front.
But this guy right here, Chad, he can't bother to grab the boxes.
Well, he was asleep when the cops showed up, if I remember correctly, because they sent them early in the day. And Chad has historically worked nights. He worked nights for about 15, 20 years. And so he's never adjusted to a daytime sleep schedule. He tends to get up about one or two most days.
I do believe that because like I still suffer from my night shift job.
Yeah.
15 years ago.
So before we go on to the next thing, we got a lot of Boogie stuff, but we have some Wing stuff as well. We have a new pay member thing. It's called PayPig. It's stupid expensive. Yeah. We don't expect anyone to do it, but a bunch of our pay pigs, if you will, we're demanding like a way higher membership. So that is available now. There's all different types of extra perks and whatnot. And if you want to come on the show, we'll have you on the show, any of those pay pigs. So this happened last week. All right. You were saying that you don't understand feet people, Boogie. All right.
Nope.
You were going in. You're like, this is fucking disgusting. I don't get it. What do you do with your feet? Well, our Reddit found a picture with you and an entire foot in your mouth relatively quick.
I've actually done that photo twice. And it's because I'm making fun of those fucking weirdos because it's hilarious to me. I know it's like really offsetting and off-putting and weird. So I thought, hey, how funny would it be if I took a photo with a foot in my mouth? Because that's offensive and weird. I still don't get it. I definitely don't jerk off on feet or jerk off 2 feet or jerk off with feet. And I don't know what you're supposed to do with a foot. But I will put a foot in my mouth,
period,
and tweet it to me.
I'm just dead serious. I just miss jerking off, period.
Like, you never get it going? Like, what if you put on some like really depraved porn or some shit? Can you never get it up?
I've never been a big porn guy to begin with. And second off, it's like, if I can get it up, fine. But I'd have to beat it I'd have to beat it like I beat Tina to get it to go anywhere. It just doesn't work.
But yeah, if you've not noticed, I've done all kinds of things for attention, and putting a foot in my mouth is not particularly surprising.
I put a dick in your mouth.
I remember being a young man, and I had
amount of money. Tommy, I have a question for you. How much money to suck a dick?
No, for you? I wouldn't do it. I have a son.
$10 million. You wouldn't be able to take care of your son.
Oh, I would. No. Shit, I'd push both buckets over.
I think you would. You look at you both. You have no pride.
That pride go out the window if that check is big enough. Yeah.
When I was in high school, and before I realized I was most likely on the autism spectrum, we were in football, and after football practice, a bunch of guys were like joking around doing we were all very homophobic in the 80s, but like in a fun way. And like, you would say stuff like, dude, you're fucking gay. No, you're the fucking gay one. No, you're so fucking gay. You'd suck a dick. And so the question came up after practice one day, somebody said, how much money for you to suck a dick? And I heard that as I was leaving the locker room. So the next day during practice, I walked up to that guy and I was like, yeah, 10,000. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, $10,000 to suck a dick. That's how much it would take for me.
And he's like, dude, we're kidding you, asshole.
And he's like, I wasn't fucking asking you. I was asking. I'm like, okay, I understand. I'm just saying, I'm trying to start a conversation. And I just think if you're interested in $10,000, is life-changing money for us. And I would suck a dick for $10,000, even though I don't want to.
It had to be in like the 70s or some shit.
It would be like 1985.
Members only chat. Got to give the members some love. Guys, we broke through and we have over 700 members. So thank you guys so much. That's why we're actively behind the scenes, or at least I am, trying to do all this extra stuff for members. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Look, there's a bunch of Wing stuff that I want to get to, but before we do
he's actively avoiding the price number of him sucking a dick. That's what I hear.
Hey, sir, how much are you to suck a dick?
You.
Zero. Like none.
A billion
you
dollars.
You do it for free. I got you.
No.
A billion. No. Trillion.
Nope. No amount of money. No amount of money.
He'd probably get $1 million from you sucking a dick.
No. So there's no amount of money. Is there a cause you'd suck a dick for?
If I make like a good business deal, right, where I feel like I've really taken advantage of the other person, I feel guilty about it. Like, I literally feel guilty about it. I do. I swear to God. I would never, ever, ever, ever lower myself that low for like a shortcut to get ahead financially. Like, that's just
your father, right? Right. Your father.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if your child needed a liver transplant and it got her to the top of the list? Would you suck a dick?
You're putting me in a weird position.
See you around, kiddo. Sorry, yeah. them the brakes.
Yeah. I believe the position he's putting you on is your knees.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I feel like I would figure out a way to get the money regardless, right? I wouldn't be.
But it's not about money. It's about a list. Like, cause you're on a set timeline where a liver transplant, and you go to the top of the list. Mm-hmm. Money can't get that.
Also in the news, we had DSP. Apparently, DSP compared himself to O.J. Simpson. Okay.
Wow.
So do we have a clip for that?
Right. It's a tweet. It's a tweet. He tweeted out, watching The People versus O.J. Simpson, and damn, everybody in this case was dragged through the dirt. Just like I've been. Crazy parallels here.
He really said that.
Fucking hell. So, yeah.
I would not sleep well if I was his wife. Goddamn.
No, he's figured. He thinks he's Nicole.
And then they have one more thing on him real quick. They have an active spreadsheet going on about how much money he's spending on WWE champions, or whatever that app. Bro, he spent $13,000 so far this month. Or excuse me, this year.
Yep.
$13,000 on that game, and he's still begging people for all this money. Yeah. It's fucking insane.
Allow me to go ahead and say that DSP has some of the most unusual detractors in the world, but I'm so glad that they are using their powers to do this because it's fascinating. I am so grateful to the people that track his donations, track his app spending. Like, it is.
He doesn't even have a.
I would rather have detractors like this than the detractors like I got who just want me to be homeless.
He doesn't even have like a cool like problem or anything. It's like WWE. He doesn't have like a heroin problem or a hooker problem.
He's alcoholic, 100% an alcoholic.
Oh, is he alcoholic? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's like, yeah. But I mean, like, a pay to win game, really? I can't get my head around that.
Yeah. Dude, he could have spent $100,000 at the fucking slot machine and came out more ahead than he is right now.
It probably makes him feel like he's good at video games. Because, hey, look at my rating in WWE.
Yeah, you know, like back in the day when Raid Shadow Legends advertised all the time, they gave me like a ridiculous amount of money for my first ad. It was like $5,000.
Speaking about Wings turning things down, it was exactly 10 years ago when Wings turned down the camping trip at PKA. This marks the 10-year anniversary. That is insane. That was 10 years ago. You got kicked off of PK.
Just don't know the passage of time in this bitch. Like, seriously.
That's wild. That seems like it was like 3 years ago or something. And I
still call them a pile of fucking junk for that shit. And I know Tommy disagrees with me.
Oh, absolutely. I just have this vision. Somebody should make a movie about Wings, like actually taking how much better his life.
No. Let me write this shit out for you. Let me write this shit out for you. Say you got three dudes. One of the dudes you pulled up from nothing, Lefty. Yeah. I gave Lefty money. You know, nobody cared about Lefty's channel until I pulled him onto PKA. And then you had two other guys that we built this shit from the ground up. And we spent years, 5, 6, 7 years bonding and being like the it click. And I go through a depressive state because my fucking machinima money's dried up. I'm struggling. I'm mentally not right.
Bizarre, man. He makes these kind of excuses up about everything in life.
And I'm trying to do things to get my mental health back to where I need
it. That would have been one of them. And the one thing that would have helped, the one thing that would actually help, you turned it down.
Oh, dude, I was begging them to monetize PK. I'm like, dude, we can monetize this. It will help me out tremendously. Oh, I don't want to monetize. That's wrong. As soon as the motherfuckers kicked me off, within 2 months, it was monetized.
Of course.
I'm like, what the fuck, dog? Yeah. What the fuck? And then they spend a good 2 years just running me through the fucking mud. And I'm still feeling the repercussions from it.
Yeah, well, honestly, you fucked them, right, by not going on that camping trip. But they fucked you so much worse.
You think
like
so?
They,
easily.
Oh, yeah. They started fucking monetizing the channel and making money after they kicked them. After that,
I've kept track of it.
What does that got to do with him, though? All
right? my cut right now from BK, if I stayed on it for the last 10 years, would be $500,000.
You should have fucking ran your ass through the camp. They would have had about
$500,000. If I knew Kyle was going to bitch out in the first 10 hours, I would have went.
Sounds good. So Flaming Star, the medical genius he is, the medical, what's the term I'm looking for? Shaman or whatever.
Medicine man.
Medicine man. All right. Flaming Star. He gets out of jail. And the first thing Flaming Star does, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. He makes a fucking YouTube channel.
Good idea.
He's got a YouTube channel. He's got 16 subscribers. He's got one, two, three, four videos up. He's not playing around.
Operation False Hope.
Yeah, he's coming on this show tonight. Now, Boogie, you're gonna have to leave, and we're gonna get Flaming Star.
Why have to leave? That doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't mind.
He's the parole's over or whatever the fuck you.
I don't have to leave.
You're fully and clear now, right?
If you want me to, I'll be glad to, but I have no reason I don't have to.
I think you keep on.
I think you have to leave. I mean, I'll try it. He told me that. I said, hey, you want to come on the show? He goes, yeah, Boogie can't be there. All right. Flaming Star, Wings and Tommy never got a chance to speak to you, so they got some questions about all this.
All right, is my headset working now?
Yes, we hear you. All right. You hear us?
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your questions? Good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon. Wings?
I wasn't informed I had to have questions ready.
Wait, you don't have any questions? You don't have any questions off the top of your head?
Oh, well, I have something I wanted to say.
Bring it on. What you got, buddy?
I don't know why I'm being painted as such a bad guy or like this.
Did you throw an air conditioner through Boogie's house?
No, it was the, you know, when you got the water in the front yard where the meter is?
Yeah.
The guy checks it, that metal lid.
You threw that.
I threw that through the window. Yeah. And I've told everybody this like four times. I didn't do the spray paint.
You didn't spray paint? Just some other guy just happened to do it at the same time?
There's drama around me and that guy for like 2 months.
How do you spell?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I at least know there's an O.
Spell it.
P-E-D-O-P-H-I-L-E. P-E-D-O. What's the matter with
there
that?
There you go. All right.
I mean, come on. I'm 49. Plus, too, I don't have any problem with Boogie dating Dez. Dez will tell you, actually, I'm pretty chill with her. Like, wait, she was cool.
Why can't Boogie be here? I'm curious.
I forget the magistrate's judge's name. His name, it's not protection order. It was a judge, whatever's his recommendation that I can't have any online contact with Steven. And I can't be, I think it's within 1,000 feet of his house or 200 feet in his person or something like that. There's some details to it, like, you know.
I see. He can't be around. It's that simple. Judge said
it's no, just that simple. Yeah, I just can't have a contact.
All right. Well, since Boogie clearly ripped you off in these magic cards, why aren't you a real man? Why didn't you go finish a fucking job instead of just throwing shit at his house?
Here's the thing. This was all set up from the beginning. Oh. I even texted that to Keemstar.
Did Boogie say you
I told
up?
My chief. No, listen. I told my chief. I knew I was never going to get paid from Steve. From the get-go. Oh. And the whole thing with the magic cards, here, let me tell you from me the exact story. It's not the edited stuff that everybody's put out. What it was is the cards were never in any jeopardy. Steve made all that shit up.
Mm.
Okay? We've known Glenn since 2014. We've known the guy like, you know, 12 years. Okay? What it was is Steve wanted an exuberant amount of money for the cards.
That's probably true. It's not
okay. And what it was is he thought that I was going to be the duck to pay him for that. And I was like, my best friend that you actually know, who bought my video game brand, is going to take the cards and he's going to appraise them.
So what was
the whole thing was with the cops? What the whole thing was with the cops was is... The only thing I was pissed about was that Me having possession of the cards was the only thing that was holding Boogie to actually pay me the $3,000 he was supposed to actually pay me.
Time out. We got a $50 dono. When are Wings and Boogie, especially Wings, going on my 600-pound life?
Well, I've already had the surgery, but like, if they want to pay me for the doing the episodes, I will 100% do it.
So can I get a selfless plug in here on something?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
go ahead. Is that, hey, in all seriousness now, I'm totally down with what you guys do online. It's whatever, man. You know, some good rock gut humor is great, right? But in all seriousness, if anybody wants to donate to my little thing there on Cash App, man, it costs me $600 every 4 months to stay alive on RSO. That's how I've been beating RSO and a Wild Upon, which is a.
If you go to jail, will the state pay it for you?
No, actually, that was quite entertaining there. First off, going there and then being cut off from weed, number one, and then number two, being cut off from everything for 25 days put me in like shock for half a second.
Why were you in there for 25 days? Did your roommate not be able to get like a bail bondsman or something?
Here's the fucked up thing. I get arrested without my wallet. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I got to have somebody sign for the bail, but when I saw the judge in the morning, my public pretender person that was there said, hey, you should just wait. They're going to half your bond. And I said, oh, okay. Well, I don't have to pay so much after a couple of days. He's like, yeah. He says, you'll be able to get another, you can get a bond reduction and then move on. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. And when I talked to the bail bondsman woman, she even said, hey, I just saw your thing. I would wait. You got a deal coming up in 7 days. I would wait. They're going to give you a bond reduction. So I said, okay, a week in jail? I could sit a week in jail. No big deal, right? No, come the 7th. Oh, shit, I can't be here.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're done, right? I thought he was done.
Yeah, he's in the middle of talking.
Just hang up right now, Boogie. It's getting real good right now.
Yeah, well, I did want to defend Glenn here real quick. I know he's got a lot of things to say about me. I'm sorry. Is there some sort of like legal framework that doesn't allow him to be here for some reason?
Yeah, clearly. He don't act like you don't fucking know.
I was about to ask him about public reconnaissance bonds. Cause like him spending 25 days in jails don't make sense. He's got a friend with money, a friend that knows he's in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Get a bond.
Guys, real quick. We have the biggest donation we have ever gotten on this show to date.
Oh, wow.
$500 donation from video games. Brandon. And this goes to Flaming Star. He says, stop asking for money, Flamo Star. The money, this money brought to you by Collections Against Futuristic Nub. Legend. Wait, chat's saying they want Flaming Star back. All right, good. Boogie, get the fuck out of here.
I'll try. Let me know this time. I won't accidentally call in again. I was just accident. I didn't mean to do that.
You made bullshit. You knew.
Yeah.
Holy shit, his eyes are brown.
He did that. He did that on purpose. I know because I told him to. I forced the drop. Well, it's in members chat. Woo! I got Pay Pig sub working. I can donate 100 and Boogie eats a piece of the chair. Yeah, he'll agree to that. All right. Sorry, Flaming Star. I kind of set you up. I told Boogie jump in the middle of the interview and it'd be funny. So my bad.
Let me get you
in a legal situation with that. It's all fun and games, but listen.
You left.
All fun and games. That you can cause a legal situation for me.
Yeah.
But you left. There's no way to get in trouble for that. Yeah. There's no way you
can. No, we're cool.
Flaming Star, can you do a prayer for the show? Can you bless the show?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why don't we get the sage out for that?
You can shoot a lightning bolt.
Yeah, bring the sage out. Matter of fact, bring the sage out.
I think we should have blessed the show.
Let's do it. One in the chat. Let's do a blessing the show. Let's pray for the defeat of my enemies.
Yeah. One in the chat if you want to pray for the show. We need it. Lord knows we need it.
This man's got a fucking blowtorch. Holy shit.
20,000 kids.
So this one, I'll tell you that. So this one, this is Dragon Blood. Yeah. Incense, if you know what that
like
is.
A giant joint from a Cheech and Chong movie.
Up in smoke, baby. And then you got this one here, which is...
what's that sage stuff supposed to do for you? Like, every time I smell it, it smells like ass.
It cleanses negative energy out. And what it is, before I do it, I need to open up...
I need to get some of that for my wife. They got any sage that keeps them from spending money?
Hey, Yahoo.
Yeah.
Oh,
I could just picture. I can picture Wings going through the drive-thru. He supersizes his meal. Tells Kelly, "Like, no, you're getting a medium. You're getting a medium."
Hey,
Diet Coke.
Hey.
Isn't there a?
That's not too far from the fucking truth here, because Kelly just had weight loss surgery.
Wait, are you telling me that's the truth, Wings? You go through the drive-thru, you get your shit supersized, and you make her get a medium?
No, I don't make her get a medium, but like she usually eats off the kids' menu.
Yeah, because that's healthier. There we go.
Oh.
All right, starting the drums. You ready? Three, two, one, go.
Sky Father. Earth Mother. Christ Consciousness. Please come bring positivity and enlightenment to all of us. And may the positive vibrations of the universe forever be in your favor.
I think it's bullshit. I don't feel anything.
I'm feeling it, Tommy. I'm feeling it. That's a hater rate in your fucking blood, dog.
Are you done or is there more? Is there more?
No. Hold on. I got to get the second one now.
Okay. I feel it. Chat, do you feel
it? So there's two different ones. Chat's feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
I think the number one thing on TikTok right now is like, oh, witchcraft.
Yeah, I'm getting relaxed right now, motherfucker. Shit. I go to bed.
It's going good.
Yeah, that's the mulberry and ash. Now, this is for spirits and negative emotion. All right, let me get it going here.
She's on the kids' menu. Woo! All that sage is burning proper.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Let's ask Playman Star, what does he think about aliens?
First, let's finish the prayer.
Yeah, shut up, you disrespectful asshole.
So, Spirit, we ask you to come forth today like the eagle who watches over us with the keen eye, like the otter that crawls ever searching across the ground and scavenges like no other. Let the owl bring us the wisdom that we need in order to create our own reality in a positive manner. We bring this to you, Sky Father, Earth Mother, Christ Consciousness.
That was powerful. Right.
So aliens. Powerful. So I'm along the same lines as what Zachariah Stitchin and most of the community that believe in the Emerald Tablets. Huh?
Zachariah Stitchin's like the ancient aliens, motherfuckers.
No, that's the Ted something is that guy with the hair. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He's pretty awesome, right? That guy's pretty good. No, so one.
You guys,
I guess I gotta go.
Yeah. Hey, it's good seeing you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, ladies and gentlemen. Flaming Star.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm pretty well versed.
Turn your fucking camera on.
They paid me. Lord. They paid me to get shirtless. So.
Okay. Who paid you?
They said they're gonna pay me to get shirtless in the chat. So I was like, all right.
Oh, sure.
This is the kind of quality you get on our Discord. If you ask me to take my tits out to annoy Keemstar, I will do it.
Look at that fucking turkey wing. Good Lord. No wonder you didn't fight me in the fucking fight. You couldn't pick your arm up. We got Gale Force wins.
Ryan cured me of fatness, everybody. In the 3 days he was here, he cured me.
Did you not write it down three times, Boogie? Say it out loud, Sticks.
You were fucking going on and on about what that guy did.
He did. Here's the thing. He might be full of shit, and he is. But the medicine that he uses is not. And that's the cool part. Like the medicine that he uses.
We got a $50 donation that's from Complexity that says, I don't take meds from cancer doctors. Ladies and gentlemen, we found the issue.
Yeah.
Yep.
I told you, Jordy, get him back on track. Because what's interesting isn't that he believes that alien vampires suck Elon Musk and all this shit. That's not interesting. It's interesting when he talks about the criminal shit, I think, but...
Lucky Mama Max didn't get him.
Yeah.
I thought he'd have like a really smirk answer, but it's like, oh Lord. It's like I could like the whole we can't have a crazy.
Yeah, he seemed like, did he seem
we fully understand like how the stones were moved and how to move them.
Did he seem like a relatively nice guy to you? I thought
he
so.
Does seem like a nice guy though.
Yeah.
So you gotta imagine what Boogie did to him to make him fucking go back fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, hey Desi, come here for a second. Now, ask me. I know you guys aren't gonna believe shit that she says, but come here for a second.
She's
tell me into the microphone. Did Ryan lay hands on Sammy? Can you speak into the microphone and let them know?
Yes, he did lay hands on Sammy.
See, she's not much of a liar. She's not gonna lie for me.
Tell her to come to the mic.
Why wouldn't she lie for you? You're fucking paying for her room and board.
Every time you have her come to the fucking mic. She comes to the mic and talks like she's a fucking hostage in your home.
Yes. As we all know, I have her kidnapped from
the... I'm just saying. Because you're like, come over here for a minute. Did this happen? Like,
She touched the dog.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it just seems... It makes your situation way worse, in my opinion. I don't know. Just my thoughts.
Lord Rush said he'd pay you $100 to eat some of your chair.
Yeah, he already paid the $100. That was like, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how any of this would come off. It's not like meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, like that whole shit's played the fuck out.
Shit, I use this cushion every day, but I'll cut a corner out for you. I don't mind.
And you got to eat it.
It's leather and foam. How do you eat that? I can chew on it.
Fucking just
I can
eat it.
It out. I can swallow it. Boy.
Make a little piece and fucking swallow it.
All
right. What are you going to die from that, but not the other fucking 10,000 calories a day?
Well, I mean, can you eat foam and pleather and shit?
I think it would be good for your
shoe
cancer.
Nice has proved that you can.
Oh, by the way, Shoe Nice broke his sobriety. He was shit face wasted last night.
Hate on us bad. Fuck low
cow. Which is weird because we've been nothing but nice him. Here you go. Chunk of my chair right there. I'll try to get this down.
Mm. That was bigger than I
thought. Oh, God, it's so gross. That's so gross.
You should have got something from the cushion that had the fart smell in it.
That's what this is. This is my cushion. Yeah.
Dude.
There's a cushion that goes right on my ass.
Imagine he fucking dies from that, right? Out of everything else. Oh, my God.
The Boogie, since you're giving shit away, you gave Keem all the stuff in the house, and you gave your roommate the house itself. Can I get the teeth implants in, like, a jar?
Okay. Fuck. Okay, I got one of them down. I can't get the other one down.
We got to add our top donator, Lord.
Yeah, please do.
Lord
that'd be great.
Rush.
Please
Lord
do.
Lord Rush, our top donator. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Lord to the stage. What's up, Lord?
What's up, Rush?
My mic fixed. I didn't know y'all was calling in. I'm over here sitting working on my pre-flight plan, so I didn't know.
Oh, I'm glad you popped in, man. Thank you.
Yeah, we were getting spammed in the chat to call you from even other people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just want me to sit here and talk about two fat guys and Tommy C, but he left.
So what are you're the top donator over here. What's your thoughts of the show? What's your, like, overall opinion?
Man, it's a whole bunch of things, right? So, like, I know Wings from his detractors. I never gave the guy a chance, like, ever. I saw him come on the stream here, you know, the very first couple streams. I like the shit out of him. I think his detractors got it all wrong. That's the reason why I started donating to him. I like the guy. Big ups, you know, Liquid Richard. Love you, bro. Tommy C, I didn't know anything about him. I didn't like the very first episode. I thought he looks like shit canning all over everybody. But I love that now. Like, I love Tommy C the way he does it. So, yeah, I like it. Boogie. The very first time I ever met you wasn't through the Francis videos. It was actually on Ralph's channel.
Oh, yeah.
Ethan Ralph's. You was shitting all over V and calling V like a faggot and stuff. And I love that. That was hilarious. I don't, like I said, it's a live stream. I didn't know. And then Keem, First time I actually ever met you was whenever you was shitting all over quartering with Mr. Medeker.
Yeah. Good times, good times. Yeah, good got times. Beat up by a guy in a fucking dress.
Yeah, got his head snapped on the back end by a dude in the dress when he was sitting there at a fucking con.
Well, I can tell you this much. We really appreciate you, always supporting the show every single week. We finally got the Discord set up, so we're going to let members call in. We're going to do that at some point. I mean, shit, we could technically do that now.
Lord Rush, people want you to grill me on why my stream is different than Lol Cal.
Yeah, do it.
Man, I think Keemstar hit it off. Like I see Keem, I'm in the private sector, right? I work, in the oil field, right? So I see a lot of the things that Keem does, and I get it from my higher ups as well. I think Wings works great in a podcast setting, where he's got something to go off of. Like he's got little one-liners and stuff that he can go off of in a stream by himself with all his detractors that all they do is just like grill him and just talk shit to him. He gets depressing and it's hard to watch, but him in like a log house setting, dude, it's great.
Well, here's the actual
bounce off people.
That's a fair assessment, but here's the reason I actually do it. Like on my personal stream, I have to watch my P's and Q's so hard because like right now, like they're trying to get my channel taken off and like there's new allegations though. The FBI wants to arrest me and shit like that. And like, I don't want to do anything that can give them an angle to get YouTube to remove my channel. So like, I have to be like super straight, super narrow, super boring, and watch everything I do. So yeah, I can't be like,
fuck them guys. Fuck them.
Right. But I don't want to lose my income either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but fuck them. I mean, that's the way I see it. Like, if you're in there and you're, okay, look, let's just back up real quick. If you look at Medicare's stream, there's no modding in there. There's like 12,000 people, 13,000, 14,000 people in there. He's making $9,000-$10,000 a stream. He just lets it, like the balls hit, he had let the balls hit the wall, dude. That dude just lets it all go. I get it, don't say it in here, right? But he lets the hard R's go. He lets everything go. He doesn't care. And I get it. He doesn't have the trolls that you guys have, especially Wings. Like Wings has like the worst trolls online. Like DSP ain't got nothing on Wing trolls. Like, they just show up and do random stuff. I get it. But, dude, fuck them. Like, literally legit. Like, if you want to make some money, like, I'll donate to you. Just, like, fuck them guys. Like, if you want to say some shit, say some shit. You want to say some edgy shit, say some edgy shit. That's the reason why I like Keemstar is because he comes in there. He doesn't let it, he doesn't, like, pull back. He just lets it hang.
It's easy to say it. It's hard to do it when you got beat down for 7 years after all the edgy shit you said early on in your career.
Yeah, but I will say at the same time, though, they're never going to get your channel taken down. And if they did, you haven't done anything worth getting it taken down. So at the end of the day, you've got connections now.
Right.
We could all reach out and get your shit back.
And so complexity and complexity just dropped another 100 saying dropping 100 because it's members only. Bow down to the non-members or bow down now members. Listen, guys, this show has made $1,200 tonight. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So insane. Yeah, man,
like when you have good shows like this, like Keem's absolutely right. When you have good shows like this and when you have everybody come in and you have donators that's willing to support, like the first time I saw saw the chat and saw the show, I wanted to donate. I was like, no matter what, I'm not going to let this show fail because this is my Jerry Springer, dude. Like I go to
hell
work,
yeah.
I come back, I see my Jerry Springer, I live by the Medicare code on that one. Like I want my Jerry Springer in the morning, right? We had the Kumite, it got banned. We had Ralph, on the kill stream, and that's a fat loser. He got banned. He's out.
Shit, we can bring Ralph back.
Jerry Springer in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm down to bring Ralph back.
I mean, as soon as I started doing that, right, and I was like trying to set up like all these, guests that there would be conflict and whatnot, then I got hit with you're forcing drama. You're doing the forced drama. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to make a show that you guys would want to see, right? Nope. I'm not going to, of course I'm going to bring Frank Castle here. Of course I'm going to bring Flaming Star here. Of course I'm going to bring Wings 007 to go talk to Duh. Like, of course I'm going to do these things.
Another thing with my trolls is none of them want to come out here and actually show their face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that 007 episode. That dude lives in his basement for sure.
Yeah. The last time one of your trolls came here, they got bullied off the internet. It's pretty fucking great.
And Complexity donated another 100 and said, make it 1300. God damn.
What a nightmare. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, let the money roll in, man. I mean, you guys are doing a good job. I like my Jerry Springer. You know, I come in, you know, either from work or I come in from a flight or even when I'm just flying around and just, you know, just flying around with the wife, just doing everything. I put you guys in the ear. I let y'all go. Man, it's fun to just listen to it, just sit back there and crack. Because, you know, there's no other shows right now like that on the internet because, you know, everything else got banned or you got crazy-ass people like Ralph doing crazy, nasty-ass shit.
Matt Style with 100 saying, matching the 100, loving the show. $1,400 tonight. That's fucking insane. Well, yeah. Lord, I just got to say, man, like, we really appreciate you. Video games and a bunch of these guys that it's like every single time we do a show, you guys are raining it on us. And we, I mean, look, dude, if it wasn't for, you know, the members and stuff, I'm sorry, if it wasn't for members. Yeah. Him. What's his name? Wings.
Sargon.
Yeah. If it wasn't for, you know, these guys and members and stuff like this, this show couldn't operate, you know, like when we upload a podcast, I think it's getting like 30,000, 40,000 views, which is great for a podcast that's like, what, 4 months old?
Seven months old.
I don't know if we're even seven, are we? I seen the oldest member today was only 4 months, but maybe we are. I don't know. I think we started in November. That wouldn't be seven, right?
People compare us to PK, but PK's had 15 years to get their viewership. We've had half a year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I just want to say this about PK. That's a completely different viewership, right? Like, PK is just like if you want to, like, do a Joe Rogan sound stuff, right? If you want to listen to some fat guys talk about fat guy shit, you watch Lolcow.
Yeah.
Well, we try to do the Joe Rogan shit on the podcast, and people just don't get it.
Yeah. Lord, any final thoughts or anything else before we let you go? I think I'm going to let a couple other... whales, if you will, Colin.
Lord, well, I don't mind being called it, but I do have, you know, I do have something for my members here that asked me to ask y'all. They said get Flaming Star and get Blade on.
Okay.
Oh, those two together to be amazing.
So, you know, they asked me to say it. I'm going to say it. That's my homies in there.
Maybe when I get asked to bring all these people on, Lord, I'm like, it's too many people, right? And then I tell Tommy, I'm like, Tommy, I don't need you for this episode. And then he's like, oh, he keeps trying to kick me off or whatever. I know he's feeling that way. So I don't want to do that to him. But it's like, you can't have fucking six people on here, right? Everyone's screen's really small. It's just too much. So
I totally get it, man. There is one thing I wanted to say, Kim, real quick, for guests, right? So get V on for Boogie for another rehash of their original conflict. Where
I would like to talk to V. Yeah. V.
Who's
Hold on. Oh, I'll show you.
There'd be another good one for the entire guest right here, right? The quartering, and have him on a live stream with you because I know you had some stuff way back in the day with him. See how that fleshed out. And then I know everybody in the chat wants this, which this is going to be the toughest guest that y'all can get to come on. It's going to be Medica, right? Like, that's going to be the toughest guest to get on. But
so what I've done is I've reached out to Twitter and I'm trying to get one of Medica's Twitter accounts back because that's the only way I can actually reach out. I don't know how to contact him.
He has a Twitter account that's active right now. It's called Moshi Moan.
What?
I'll link it. I'll shit you not, dude.
Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat right now. I'll go follow him and I'll try to get Medicare on the show. So yeah, guys, potentially Medicare on the show. We have Frank Hassel coming up. We got a lot of big things happening at Lolcow Live. But yeah, I'm fucking dude. That's amazing. I didn't know he had a current fucking Twitter.
And I'll say, by the way, I do not mind Ryan being on here. Ryan can be here. I just don't want him at my fucking house, right? I just don't want him breaking my shit. I don't want him hurting my family. I'm more than glad to have Ryan on the show.
But he is like, he takes claim for throwing the shit through the window, but he doesn't take claim for writing wrong on your garage door.
I think the reason that is, I think it makes him, number one, I don't think he wants a second charge, right? So I think that's part of it. But then secondly, I think in his mind, it
Well, he's got a. There's a second guy who's mad at him for the exact same reason and decided to write Thief, right? Like, I guess it makes him feel less alone if he invents a second party.
So what but I got?
Ryan spent 25 days in jail and ain't no one else showed up. So
what I got from that is he said you wrote it yourself. That's what I took from it.
Really? I did not. Yeah. I did not catch that at all. But no, I definitely did not do that. I was in Ohio, and there's a 0% chance my friends would do that or for anything like that.
Amazing, amazing stuff. All right. I tweet it at Matiker. Hopefully he sees it. If you guys want to like signal that, throw a like on it or something. And then we'll try to get that set up. Thank you, Lord. You're a legend.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
See you guys.
See you, man.
See you, man.
Oh, what a good night. What a good freaking night.
It was a good show.
Let me see if worse.
It would have been better if we had some Frank Hassel.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he is down to come. He's just traveling right now. Oh my God, another $50. This show is meant to be hated. It's Lolcow Live. Many people don't even know the origin of Lolcow Live. What it used to be and what we call now titty streamers. Trust me, I've been around since these bears were people. Okay. It's hard. It's hard reading fucking messages. When they're written out like that. Legend, thank you for the dono complexity.
Hey, Speedy Bird, thank you.
The
members pulling in.
By the way, Lord Rush is a pay pig by our new tier, $100 a month. He just joined PayPig, which is fucking insane. Let me go back while we're waiting here and trying to make this last thing happen. I just don't want to end the show if we end up getting, because I actually really want to know what the fuck's going on with Rich.
Me too.
I actually want to know.
I genuinely believe, having gone through a bad divorce, I think it's just classic divorce shit. I think he's just having a complete mental fucking break. So many people do, man. And it's fucking, divorce sucks. Fucking divorce.
Do you guys know who Rat Dick Ralph is?
No.
Potential no. guest, Rat Dick Ralph. Yeah. Apparently, it's a Lolcow drug user who was discovered by Leo and Danny show.
Your homeboy came by and said he's going to steal you.
Wait, what happened? Is Kelly's pregnant? Oh, my God.
Yay.
What's the date? What's the guy's name? Trap Band Gambino says he's going to come beat me up and steal you.
Oh, okay, cool.
I can't believe that loser is still like trying to fucking get clout from this show.
Wait, Kelly said, okay, cool. What does that mean? Wings, you're out? You got replaced?
Yeah, I'm getting replaced. Like, let me know, Trap Dambino. I can send you the bill. Yeah, she ain't cheap.
You are the cheapest motherfucker I know, Wings. You are so goddamn.
You damn
cheap.
Right I am. Like,
so damn.
I'll rub a fucking penny and make Abraham Lincoln shit out four quarters.
Dude, speaking of trucks, by the way, didn't you put a down payment on your Cybertruck?
Yeah, I did have a conversation with my attorney, who's also my manager and also my childhood best friend. I was like, I could take that $100,000 that I'm going to put in this truck and put it into the property and build myself a fucking pool, like an indoor fucking swim pool. So I was like, do I really want this truck that bad? But then sometimes, like, I'll see videos where they wrap them, right? And I seen someone recently do this. Now, this is what's got me excited. They took the Cybertruck and they wrapped it like a fucking Halo Warthog. And then they tinted the windows to be that, like, yellow shiny tint like you see on the fucking Warthog. That looks so fucking sick, bro.
That's what you want.
That looks so good. And I was like, oh, I need a Warthog.
You know what I would do if I had a Cybertruck? I would sell it, because you can sell it more from MSRP right now.
I know.
Like, if you had like an allocation, you can sell it for more than you put into it.
I know. I'm on the fucking waiting list. I can't get the fucking thing. That's what happened with my Corvette. When I bought my Corvette, I couldn't get it. Their waiting list was so fucking long. This is like 2 years ago. I had to buy it off of fucking eBay, and I paid 15 grand more than fucking market value.
I will say, if I had the Cybertruck, my friends up at the car museum up there in
Fucking Branson, dude. I promise you, they could kit that thing to look out exactly like a Warthog. That's what they do for a living, right?
Yep.
And holy fuck, you could put the turret on the back the whole nine yards, and you would have a hell of a show car. They were the people who were going to trick out the Tesla for me to make like a modern day Back to the Future thing. And
yeah, you know, it's funny. If you actually bought that fucking Model X, you'd probably been better off than you are right now.
Probably, yeah. I wish I'd have a tangible asset. I cannot fucking believe I let Reddit bully me out of that. It was one of the dumbest fucking things I ever fucking did. I should have went through with it. I should have kitted it out. I'd have that. I could fucking take it to shows. Because I still get invited to shows.
You could at least drove it or at least sold that motherfucker for half your fucking life savings back.
Well, I mean, think about this. I still get invited to shows. I'm going to both Retropalooza this year, Southeast Game Exchange. I got one in Missouri, one in Mississippi. I'm going to do like 7 shows this year. And all I'm going to be doing is sitting there shaking hands and signing shit. But how cool would it be if people could ride around in my fucking Back to the Future car? And I think still Elon Musk would have paid attention to that car. You know, Elon Musk retweeted our test drive that me and Jesse did. That motherfucker retweeted. So I'm telling you, he would have paid attention to us kitting that out to be like a Back to the Future car. I should have fucking done it.
You mean to tell me that Elon Musk retweeted the test drive that you did in the fucking Tesla and you didn't buy it?
Yep. It was Jesse's test drive, not mine. But yes.
But why? I was on my account. I would have bought it then.
I know. I'm fucking stupid. This is how fucking pussy I've been. I try not to do it as much anymore. But when like fucking front page of Reddit was like, this motherfucker begging for a Tesla, whatever. It was like, poor me. I'm so victimized. The Reddit doesn't like my car. And I like fucking convinced myself. I'm like, well, Teslas get keyed often enough, right? So you know some motherfucker is going to come to my fucking house and key my fucking Tesla because Reddit bought it for me. Motherfucker, pay for the cash. I was going to put $50,000 down in cash. I had the money at the time. That $50,000 would have went into the car instead of fucking crypto, and I wouldn't have fucking lost it. Dumbest decision I ever made was letting fucking any of these motherfuckers bully me out of anything.
You know what I do like about this show, though, is that, like, Wings and Boogie have more balls now. There's something about this show.
Yes.
There's something about you being on the internet, not by yourself, right?
Yes. Yes.
There's something about being here together, being here with me and Tommy. You know, you guys spew some dumb shit. We're like, you're being dumb, or you're being a pussy. And we're like, you're being a pussy. And it's like, I feel like this show has made your internet experience better. But what do you guys think?
This is the equivalent of exposure therapy. 100%.
But like, the only people that make my internet experience bad is the fucking little 200 trolls that sit in the fucking Conway Well Watchers, wherever the fuck it is.
Yeah, but they were already there.
Yep, and they're
already there. But like, it's hard when you're sitting there by yourself and you got 300 people working against you every day.
For me, like, if I'm being canceled by the internet, I always loved having a podcast where I could fucking work it out, you know, where I'm not on Twitter by myself, just being like lies, fuck you, da da da, where I'm not saying all this crazy stuff. I've always liked being on a podcast where I could be like, this is what happened. Have some pushback, have some dialogue with someone else. You know, that's always been super valuable to me. In fact, that was the whole reason why the Baited podcast even started. Remember, the entire internet was canceling me. It was Keemstar exposed videos everywhere. And, you know, a lot of people were lying on my name. I got backstabbed by friends. If it wasn't for that fucking podcast where I could vent and work it out, you know, it's, you know, I think shows like this are important.
Yep. And I will say, like, the other thing the show has shown me, putting Ryan on the show didn't change shit. He came in and made himself look stupid and he left, right? Putting Wings 007 on the show got him on the show. I'm entirely certain Frank is going to make himself look fucking stupid. And that's going to be good for me. It's going to be good for the show. It's going to be good for the people who are watching. And at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter anymore. I don't really care. The whole reason I cared then was because I had a multi-million-dollar business to lose. I ain't got nothing to lose anymore. Who gives a shit?
Guys,
love me. I don't care. Who cares?
What do you think about the Wings detractors that say that I'm protecting Wings? I get hit with this. They're even saying it right now, and it's members only chat. I don't get that. How am I protecting him?
You literally put them in the chat to scream at him.
Well, let's bring this guy in here. What's his name? Bulger? Bulger, are you in the Discord? You see, how do I pronounce that name?
Ballsack. Yep.
Oh,
Bolshear.
Bolshear? Yo, Bolshear. You're hitting me with the gnome protection program and all that. I wanna let's work this out. Let's have a convo. I wanna know what you're talking about.
I don't understand like my whole troll's idea of like wanting me off the internet. Like, you know, if you succeed in getting me kicked off the internet, you what lose you your toy. To
yeah, what else you got to do?
Yeah.
I don't think they ever actually, number one, they never can. Secondly, they never will because they're not. I think they just say that because they're afraid of.
The difference is, Boogie, they've had success. They got me kicked off my Twitch partnership.
Now our own moderator is saying I do protect them. How? I'm bringing their fucking arch nemesis to them. How am I protecting them? I really want to know. Oh, he's here. He's here. I got him. All right, let me add him real quick. Bear with me. All right, I sent you a friend request. Oops, that was the wrong fucking person.
I think the reason they're saying that is because Jordy feels safe here. But you're not protecting anybody. We literally put the worst motherfuckers in this show. Right,
reason they're saying they're protecting is like you said, like if you lose your you'll get it back, and it's like they want me to lose my YouTube channel so badly it hurts them.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
This asshole changed his name and I added the wrong person. You guys are fucking next level retarded. I don't fucking care. I'll throw him in here.
I'm fucking retarded.
I'll throw him in here.
It's like I said before. It's like when we started doing these call-ins. I was talking to Keem earlier. I'm like, no holds barred. I'll answer any question they want to throw at me. If they want to call me 15,000th time, you can do it. I'm not.
Let's find out. This is allegedly Bolshear. Right? Is it really Bolshear, or did you just change your name?
Nah, I changed my name, bro.
Yeah, okay. But you were talking shit to Lord Rush in the chat earlier, and you were saying, bro, why are you giving all this money to Lulcow? You should be giving it to a charity. What was that about?
What do you mean? How much has he donated this month? Like $1,000?
$1,000? I believe so, yeah.
You don't need that money, bro. Like, on God. You should not need that money. Need $1,000. Well, you don't need it, and Wings doesn't need it.
Well, we're working for it. It's not this is not a handout. Like, we're doing a show.
Yeah.
Barely, bro. It's like 2 hours, 3 hours a week. What? No.
Well, we put out 3 to 4 hours of content a week. That's what a normal podcast does.
You're a member. You're a member, right?
Yeah, $10 a month is fine, but $1,000, $2,000, no, ridiculous.
It's his money. He does whatever the fuck he wants to. He goes to work every day. He fucking spends his money how he wants to spend it. Who the fuck are you to tell somebody else how to spend their money?
Lord is in the chat. He said he makes $225,000 a year. $1,000 ain't nothing. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That, bro, it's wasteful 100%.
So
okay, well you change your name to Bolshear to obviously call in, right, to trick us to call in. What'd you want to talk about?
I've been on the show before.
Oh, you this is the patty guy, right?
No, the transgender one.
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
You don't remember? Yeah, well, you remember. You remember.
$500. Guys.
You blocked me on Twitter, man. Why'd you block me?
Real 1 second, transgender. We got a $500 donation from the Bryant Martin Futuristic Hub lawsuit trial archive. How about another $500? That's fucking insane. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. That's amazing.
What was his name?
Bryant Martin. Futuristic Hub lawsuit trial archive. So for those people that may not know, if you could stop talking so I could
let the audience.
Thank you. I appreciate it. For those of you that do not know, basically there was this content creator known as Futuristic Hub, and he also owned the channel Video Games. And basically he did a deal with this other person, Brandon, for the channel, and Brandon invested money into it, and then he scammed him and then changed the password. So Brandon actually sued Futuristic Hub / Video Games and got the video game channel plus a $20 million lawsuit judgment.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's the backstory on that. So trans, Chad is now
I'm
saying,
not trans, by the way. I'm not trans. That's,
yeah,
that's
I was about to say, because you promised us trans pictures last time you came on, and I was disappointed you didn't give them.
Oh, yeah? No, no. Unfortunately, I'm not trans. That was my girlfriend. So you were right about that one. But
so you
yeah, why did you block me?
Wait, you want to be trans?
No. I wanted to see trans pictures of him.
Yeah, because you're a degenerate like Boogie, bro. Boogie likes feet. You like trans. It's obvious.
Oh, do you go? You believe the foot thing? The end of that?
Wait, yeah, I believe. There's a picture of you with feet in your mouth, bro. Of course, yeah. It's real.
Wait,
yeah.
Can you say Boogie? Can you say Boogie again?
What do you mean?
Say just Boogie.
Boogie.
Boogie. Boogie is so cute.
What?
I
love
that. Okay, you know how hard it was when I first met you?
You're racist against
British.
When
I first met you,
you can't be racist against a nation. What are you talking about?
When I first met this guy, I thought he was the trans girl that I met outside of the fucking arena in Wembley. It's like after I beat Boogie's ass, I was going back to the hotel and there's this trans girl sitting on the step waiting to get my fucking picture. And I was like, is this corpseless?
Dude, are you that obsessed with fucking trans? Like, you're remembering all this stuff?
You kind of remember that stuff if there's a dude dressed in like drag.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I remember most trans people I meet because I don't meet a lot of fucking trans people because there ain't a lot of trans people.
So they have nice feet.
Do they? I don't know. I don't pay.
I'm asking you, man. You're the thinker.
Yeah, what qualifies as a good foot for jerking off? Do you know?
What is your actual online name? What is it? Because I got to refer to you the right way. What? It's cordless, right?
Just call me Corpse, bro. Just Corpse.
Oh, yeah,
fine.
Corpse. So, Corpse, here's my question. Why do you think we know that Boogie's a liar, right? He's got caught in so many lies. Why would he lie about the fucking feet thing? I don't think that's something he would lie about. Like, if he was into it, I think he would just say it, right?
Yep.
Well, but those DMs, it would be sort of like cheating on his girlfriend, no? You wouldn't think? I think he would lie about it if it, came to air.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, my girlfriend is open to just about anything we would ever want to do, so that wouldn't be a problem.
Does Desi know about this feet allegation? Have you told her?
Yeah, she thought it was fucking hilarious.
What's her opinion on it?
She thinks it's pretty hilarious. Because it is.
Did she not ask? Did she not question any DMs or anything? She just was like, "Oh, this is fake."
Look, she sees my shit every day. Like, you know, she has full access to my phone. She knows my password. She wants to look at anything. She can look at anything. I don't give a fuck. I got nothing to hide.
Okay. Well, we brought Lord in here since you were talking shit to him. Go ahead, Lord.
What's up, Lord?
Hey, man. Make some fucking money.
Me make money. Okay.
No, that's what I said. I said make some fucking money and donate some shit, man. Stop being a troll. Stop being a trans. We don't want that shit out here.
How am I a troll for just saying it's retarded to donate $1,000 plus to a literal millionaire?
Look, man, you donate money all the time when you go up there and buy products, right? Like any fucking products at like Walmart, whatever, right? I'm donating it to two fat people that need it. They gotta pay their mortgage. Keemstar obviously has to buy another couple four wheelers, right? Because he's got to ride around with Mike, so Mike can make a couple more documentaries, so we can get some more laughs going, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And you're sitting there trolling me, like. Come on, dude.
I'm not trolling either.
How about this? How about you put your application in? I'll hire you. You can make some money then. Then you can put the money in. And then there'll be a trans dude talking shit about you. How about
I don't know if I would want to work for someone like you, bro. Like, on God.
What's your problem with that? Explain why you would not want
to
work.
Bro, wait.
You're trans, right? So you're trans, so you like knee pads, right?
Bro, are you that this is how I know you're retarded. First off, I said I'm not trans. It was a meme, right? And second, you're donating to these guys like thousands, like $10, $20 a month. Sure. $1,000? Ridiculous, bro. Does your wife, you said you had a wife, right?
Oh, yeah, she's sitting right next to me.
Prove it. Prove you have a wife. I don't believe you.
Can you imagine being such a loser that you don't believe other people have wives? That's so fucking
weird. Prove it.
Prove you have a wife.
Exactly.
I don't believe people can have wives because I'm fucking alone, so everyone else must be. Arr.
Okay, Boogie, keep dating a 20-year-old. Okay.
Oh, he's 21 now, but yeah. I'll trade her
own. You do not have a wife? You do not earn $200K a year? You're clearly on like some disability check, and you're that retarded. You're giving it to these guys, okay? 100%.
Hey, baby, you there? Hey, I need you to say it. Say it for me, baby. You don't want to say it? Why not?
Well, he's clearly there with his wife.
Yeah, clearly.
What fucking Thailand hooker are you calling, bro?
Lord Rush has sent me pictures of him in China doing like work recon and stuff like that.
Yeah. Bro, it's lies. Show me ring.
Listen. Okay, first of all, this is a wild accusation, right? Yeah. It's based on nothing. Lord says that he makes $225,000 a year and that he has this great job or whatever. I mean, it seems like it makes sense because he's donated so much money. And he even said in the chat, he was like, dude, $1,000 a month ain't nothing. This is a show that I truly support and I want to support. And he gave his reasons why he wanted to support it. You're sitting there calling him a liar about every aspect of his story based on nothing. We don't know who you are. You said you were trans, or you said that you're not trans. Prove it. Like, what if we did the same thing to you?
How can I prove that? How can I prove that?
Prove that you're not trans. Hey, like, what
hey guys, if you want me to headset on her, let her talk. Come back here, baby. Come on back here. Come on. You don't want to talk to him? You don't want to talk to Wings? No. That's your troll, baby.
I can clear
it. Does she know English?
She ran away like, I mean, Boogie's first wife.
She doesn't know English. I mean, I had to beat it. I had to beat it into her because she's communist, but I mean, she knows it.
Fucking communist. Okay, bro.
You are not this 200-something-plus K a year job. You are not. I'm sorry. You're clearly a liar.
Corpse, I'm going to have to let you go unless it's new material. You can't just be like, that can't be the content. Like, yeah. Oh, you're a liar. Like, what? Come on, bro.
The new material needs to be turning your camera on. I want to see what a guy with an anime profile looks like.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
How about Lord turns his camera on, huh?
I'd much rather see you, honestly. If I'm being honest,
I don't mind turning my camera on, but I don't have a camera.
Yeah.
I'm just not a streamer, but I do have pictures of myself on my Twitter. Why don't you just go there? It's me flying a plane. Do you own a plane?
Damn!
I mean, I actually have a video of me flying my plane on my Twitter, like in live, like no bullshit. Like,
if you have a plane, good for you,
Corpse, come on. You got to take the L here. Like, if I was sitting there getting in a flexing battle and someone said, well, I own my own plane and I fly it, like, I'm sorry. I'm taking a hit, bro. Like,
No, I agree with you on that, bro. If he actually owns a plane, 100%. I take an L on that. Good for you, bro. You made it.
That's a flex.
But I'm just saying, I think it's a bit stupid to donate this amount of money each month to these guys. I think there's totally better ways you can spend this money. If you want to donate it to an actual charity. Like, you know, Boogie's not going to live fucking 5 years. Wings is all right. Keem's a millionaire. Donate it to someone who actually needs it.
Boogie's not going to live 5 years, but somebody's got to support Desi.
Yeah, but first of all, she says thank you. I hate this argument because you're basically like a communist or something, right? You're like you're basically saying we don't need the money, so you shouldn't give the money to us. But like, this is our job. This is we're working. We're literally working. That's like going up to someone that is on Wall Street and being like, bro, you don't need money. You don't fucking need money. They shouldn't pay you. You already have a fucking penthouse. Like, what? I mean, I don't get the argument.
I just think calling this a job is sort of a joke. Like, it's not a job.
I get a check every month.
Corpus, maybe go make you a podcast.
I'm sorry. I have to defend.
Boogie and Wings do not work. Corpus do not work. They just sit in their chair and play games.
I don't know. It must be a job because I do collect a check. It seems like a job to me.
Corpus. I have to defend Wings and Boogie in some aspect, right? They've been fucking grinding for 15 fucking years, and they may be lazy compared to a guy like me. I get that, right? Fair argument, right? But they still put in 15 fucking years to build the reputation, to build the fucking fan base. This isn't like some fucking easy thing. They're not brand new to the internet and all of a sudden getting all these donations. They've earned their celebrity status. Whether you like it or not, Boogie's famous. Whether you like it or not, Wings is famous. They're known by millions of people. They had to work for that. That wasn't just given to them for free.
Okay, I agree with you there. But I just want to say one thing, Keem. I'm not I'm not hating the show. I've been watching since the first episode, okay?
Thank you.
I'm not hating the show. I just think it's ridiculous, these donations.
Of course, I have a question for you. You give us $10 a month for membership, right?
I do, yeah.
So is $10 a lot of money to you? Is that like maybe, is it 10% of what you earn a month?
If $10 is a lot to you, send me your Cash App. I'll
Give you some money. Well, I'm from the UK, right? So I think the membership for UK is like £7 or £8, which is,
well, what I'm saying is
30, 40 minutes of work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So for him, the $50 or $100 or $500 he donates is like 20 minutes worth of work for him. It's just not a significant amount of money to him. Can you understand? So, like, you're complaining because it seems like a significant amount of money to you, but for the amount of money he earns, he owns a fucking plane, right? I just looked at his Twitter feed. He doesn't give a shit. $500. If Elon Musk came in here and gave us $500, it'd be nothing, right? Literally be nothing. So
I see your point, but when I first thinking about this, like, I'm thinking this guy probably doesn't earn a lot. You know, he might be fucking retired and he's spending his fucking disability check on you guys because he has
a heart.
What's this word called when someone develops like a relationship with someone while they're watching?
Parasocial.
Yes, this is the word. Parasocial. This weird guy maybe doesn't have a lot of friends, but he's all his money on this parasocial relationship. I'm thinking it's something like
that. Dude, you're exactly right. All I've got is Asian girls and Lolcow. I'm willing to take that L.
But you own a plane, so I guess I'm
willing to take that L, man. Look, an Asian girl Harlem and Lolcow's two fat guys, I'm willing to take that. I mean, I got one to eat his chair.
Yeah, you sure do. Yum.
All right. Well, I thank you, Corbs. Thank you for being a member. We disagree with you. And Lord, you're a legend. Mm-hmm. Good job defending yourself. See you, gentlemen. See you, gentlemen. Oh my God. This
Discord thing is going to be fun. I love
it. The Discord thing will be fun. Good.
Guys, listen, if you are a member, if you're a member to the show, right? All you have to do is go to Discord and connect your YouTube to your Discord, right? Then click the link in the description to our members only Discord, and Discord will verify that you're a member and allow you in here. And there's a chat where it's just all members talking to each other all day long. We created this yesterday. We love it so far. I'm going to do a Friday show where it's just call-ins for members. That's my Friday show because I didn't do one last week. I promise you I will fucking do it this week. And I'm only going to be talking to members. I don't know if Wings and Boogie are going to be here, but they should because, like, this is fun. Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, this is a really good,
Let's call it.
It's been a really good night, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm really glad Ryan had the balls to come on here. I was very surprised he actually came, and I really enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, gentlemen. See ya. Bye. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, members. We broke a record tonight. $1,500 in donos. You guys are absolutely... I'm sorry. $2,000. I just looked. $2,000. Fucking insane. Thank you for the support.